Okay, we have two sheets today. We're gonna start with, the sheet that is numbered. The Kude with the number one is Limude Nisan. Okay, this is the first piece on the sheet. The Limude Nisan we've seen many times. This is Rav Nissen Alpert Zal. He was the Talmud Guvuk of Moshe Feinstein, and he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan in NYU. He was taken from this world much too young, but Baruch Hashem, we have his ksavim. And he writes at the beginning of the parsha, this is the last parsha in Sefer Shmos, Eilef Ekudeya Mishkan. So these are the accountings of the Mishkan. Mishkan Ha'edu. This is the Mishkan of testimony. So Pirush Rashi, Mishkan Ha'edud. What's the Edus? What's the testimony? Edus li Yisrael. This is testimony to Yisrael. Shevitar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Maisa Ha'egel. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them the Maisa Egel, the golden calf. Shahari Hishra Shechinaso B'neihem. Because now his Shechina was amongst B'nai Yisrael again. Vitzarach Bir, we have to understand, Lama Nikra Kan B'minyan HaSikumim Shehis Nadvu L'Melechus HaMishkan B'Shem Mishkan HaEdus. Why at the time of the collection there's an accounting taking place here? An accounting, Moshe called everybody together to make an accounting. And why at this time of the accounting is the Mishkan referred to as Mishkan HaEdus? Va'adayim lohukam ha-mishkan. The Mishkan is not put up yet. Ad echad l'chodesh harishon v'shana ha-shenis l'tzeis ha-meretz Mitzrayim. The Mishkan is only going to be put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So why now are we calling it the Mishkan ha-edu when it's not even up yet? V'nirali, he suggests an answer, shahatam shehishra shechina v'mishkan. Why is there hashras ha-shechina? Why is there divine presence in the Mishkan anyway? It's all because of the accounting. Shahakol nase be'emuna. Everything was done with perfect faith and with honesty. Ve'ilu haya ma'urav ma'isa tarmis u'geneva be'kabolos ha'nedavos lo ha'isa shechina shura v'mishkan. If there would have been any undercurrent of dishonesty in the accounting, then there would not be Hashras HaShechina. That's the point here. It's called Mishkan HaEdus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is with them because of the accounting itself. The accounting itself was done in a proper manner. Kidamar HaKosov, Ani Hashem Sone Gezel Ba'ola. Hashem detests, Kaviyachol detests thievery. Even according to the opinion, the mitzvah haboba aveira de rabbanan. Let's say, you know, you're giving money, but I stole money, but I'm still making a donation to the Beis Hamikdash. That's called mitzvah haboba aveira, right? A mitzvah that comes through an aveira. Now that's not a good thing, mitzvah haboba aveira, but it's only an isur de rabbanan. It's only a rabbinical infraction. It's not a Torah d'oraisa infraction. He said, but still, avo b'mikdash shenase ba'aveira. But if you're going to do mitzvah boba aveira with the Beis Hamikdash or with the Mishkan, it's not going to fly, right? When you're dealing with kedusha, you cannot. Kedusha is on a different level, on a different uncommon denominator, and you cannot deal with mitzvah boba aveira when you're dealing with Mishkan. Zemashom rakosav elu pekudi haMishkan Mishkan haEdut. That's why it's called Mishkan haEdut. Right now, shal yedei shahayu kol haminyonim matimim v'nase bekeinut ube'emuna. Since everything was done properly and precisely, nase mishkan ha'edut. That's the testimony. Olehevech, you can say shemishkan ha'edut, the mishkan of testimony, shemima shehashchina shorah b'mishkan edus. The fact that you see the divine presence in the Mishkan, that in itself is the testimony, shakol nase kedin, that everything was done kedas v'kedin. Ubezeh yesh lahavin, he adds a PS here, now we have to understand, tam shehuchbulu hadvarim v'yakel pekudei, lefarein shekol davar nase kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Many times the Torah repeats in these parshios that everything was done kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Everything was done kohel, to the letter of the law. Lamadnu she'ein hashra'a shechina b'mokam, ki'im kishenasa hakol kefi asher tziva Hashem. Bechlolos u'befratos, in the general rules and in the nitty-gritty. V'zeh limud gadol, he says, a kind of musar closing. Zeh limud gadol l'doros b'binyin batei knisios u'batei midrashos. And this should be a lesson. We should take a lesson for this when we build institutions of Torah, when we build yeshivas and shuls, Beis HaMikdash Ma'ad, which is a miniature Beis HaMikdash, she'iyash she'yavol lehem siyua me'ashem im lo nasa hakol al pi halacha k'das v'kedin. When building a shul, when building a yeshiva, an institution of Torah, it has to be done according to the letter of the law. No shortcuts. You can maybe take shortcuts in the kind of bricks you or the tiles, but no shortcuts in the halacha. You know, there was a moment here in the counting, the Medrash tells us, where there was a dangerous moment that Moshe did the accounting and they were short. You know, the number 1775. To us here, you're an American, 1775 has an obvious connotation. 1775 was the year of the American Revolution. It was the year of the Industrial Revolution. It was the year that Paul Revere made his famous ride, right? From Canada, we don't consider Paul Revere a hero, right? Canada was invaded as a result of that famous ride of Paul Revere. But to the Chachmei HaMedrash, 1775 has a totally different connotation. The Medrash says that when Moshe called Am Yisrael together to make an accounting, he was missing 1,775 shkolim. Now that's a lot of money, not like today's shkolim. Shkolim then were worth, a shekel was worth $500,000 to $1 million. Shekel was worth a lot of money, right? Not like today, right? And 1,775 shkolim were missing, and Moshe was afraid. People were starting to grumble that maybe Moshe was skimming off the top. So what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu herelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu et vavei ha'amudim. He showed him the hooks that connect the curtains, and they were very small. The hooks were small, you couldn't see them. And they were deceiving. So he showed him the hooks, and the hooks tallied up to 1,775 shkolim. But that, you know, the lesson to that is, you know, very often the thing that made the difference was that which seems to be insignificant. The hook, it's insignificant, you don't see it. And there's a lesson in that, you know, center stage is not always in the public domain, but in the private domain, that which is me'achori ha'parvu, behind the curtain, the hooks, the vav, they're called vavim. Because vav has a connotation, two connotations actually. The vav is a noun, as a hook. It joins things together. The vav, it's also a conjunctive. The word and, A-N-D. The vav hachibur. It joins things together. So the vav is a crucial letter. And that's what was missing. That was the key ingredient in the Mishkan actually that made all the difference in the world. You have two other instances, by the way, of Vav in Chazal. There's an interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya in the laws of Sefer Torah, where the Ramah paskins in Hilchas Sefer Torah in Siman Kufayin and Gimel that the Sofrim Medaktikim, expert Sofrim, would put a Vav at the top of every column in writing a Sefer Torah. That's how important the letter Vav was, like and. The connectedness of the entire Torah. A Vav on the top of each column, and they call that Vavei HaAmudim. Now this is not done today. It's not done today because it could create enormous problems. If a Sofer is going to worry about that Vav at the top, so he's going to make letters small, he's going to make letters large, he'll make letters possible in order to get to that Vav at the top. So you very rarely see a Sefer Torah like that. There's another time that the letter Vav is used in Chazal, and that is way back in Bereshis, when Cain kills Hevel, and he infamously says, Hashem Arachi Anochi, where he, of course, infamously was abrogated the notion of the Vav, of Vahafta L'Recha Kamocha. And for the rest of his life, he had to go through life with the mark of Cain. Right? He was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a mark, and Rashi says that he wrote a letter from his name, from Hashem's name. And according to the Meforshim, according to the Marshal in Masechta Ksubas, one of our oral traditions, so the Marshal says in Ksubas on Daf Ayin Zayin that it was the letter Vav. Because that was Cain's error. There was no vavachibur. There was no vavachibur. There was no attachment to his brother. So he had to go through life with this vav on his forehead because that was his misstep. So I always say that we live in a world today where we desperately need what I call, for lack of a better word, vavism. Vavism, right? We spoke about it a few weeks ago. There's no vavism in the world. Vavism, that the vavachibur, attaching ourselves to each other and recognizing each other and listening to each other. You know, everybody's talking, nobody's listening. That's the kind of world we live in today, right? You know, I often quote Rav Kook in his Pirush on the Siddur. At the end of davening, there's a braisa, Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. We say this at the end of davening, right? We often say it very quickly because we're rushing to get to the Kiddush, right? But it's a very important braisa, Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. Torah scholars increase peace in the world. So Rav Kook asks a question, do you ever go into a Beis Medrash? You see how chavrusas are arguing with each other? Where's the shalom? So he says an important thing. He says, shalom does not mean that you have to twist my arm and I say, uncle, I have to agree with you. Shalom is not that we have to agree with each other. Shalom means that I have to respect you. Shalom means to recognize that you have an opinion and I have an opinion. My opinion is a valid opinion, but your opinion is also a valid opinion. Shalom means you have to at least recognize there is another opinion. Eilu ve'ilu divrei Elokim chayim. And to talk with one another, right? We don't see that today. We are seeing a lack of derech eretz, a lack of vavism, a lack of communication. And not just in the broader community, but in our world, in the Torah world, in the faith community. We have a crisis in that people are not talking to each other. They're talking at each other. And it creates enormous problems. Okay, let's go to the next piece. This is Rav Schwab, number two. And it's from his sefer, Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva. There's two sheets there to take. We're on a sheet that's numbered. This is actually a piece from the end of Vayakhel in the Sefer, but it equally applies here because Bezalel is mentioned in our Parsha as well as in Vayakhel, as well in Kisisa. You have Vayomer Moshe el Bnei Yisrael, Ru'u, Kara Hashem B'Shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, Lemate Yehuda. Ulahoros Nasan Belibo, Hu, Va'aholiyav ben Achisamach Lamate Dan. So you have the two architects of the Mishkan. One is the well-known Bezalel, who is Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, right? He's the grandson. Hur is the son of Miriam, right? So he is illustrious Yichus, his pedigree. And then we have this fellow who we don't know very much about, named Aholiyav ben Achisamach, Lamate Dan. So Rav Schwab wants to know what's that all about. Hine Bezalel haya adam gadol ma'od. Bezalel was a great man. Kidematzinu k'sha'amar lo Moshe batzel keel hayisa. You were in the shadow of God. Kidematzinu, right? Umi mishpacha chashuva, from a very important family, shahara yichzo ha'katuv shlosha dorot, which is highly unusual. Three times Bezalel is given his pedigree in three generations, which you don't see in the Torah. You see one generation, two generations, but never do you see three generations. Further, Vahaya Mishevet Yehuda. He was from the tribe of Yehuda, Shevet Hamalucha, Shevet of Kings. V'imoha Ye'ish Echad B'Shem Ahaliyah Ben Achisamach, Asher Lo Shamanu Klum Al Yechusov Al Yedulosov. We don't know anything about this man. You know, usually when if you're looking for an architectural company, you're doing a building, you advertise, and you want to get the best you can get, right? So here he took the best he could get as Bezalel, but then he took this Aholiyav. Who's Aholiyav? No Yichus, no one knows anything about him. V'hayem Mishevet Dan. Shevet Dan, Shemehapchusim Shebishvati, Ma'asefuchol Amachanon. Dan was from the low man on the totem pole, right? And that's where he came from. What's the lesson here? Ukenira haya Yehudi Pashut. He was a simple Jew. Yirei Shemayim, a God-fearing person. Naki Kapayim, an honest person. Ubar Levav, and a pure heart, obviously. Va'asa ota HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shutaf LeBezalel. And he made him an equal partner with Bezalel in building the Mishkan. L'lamadnu, great lesson. שבניין בית השם נעשה על ידי אדם גדול מאוד, that the binyan bet, but Mishkan was built by a great person, im yichus mishpacha, with great pedigree, yachad im yehudi tamim shayu tzadik v'yoshe b'enei Hashem, with a righteous person with no pedigree, with no yichus. Lahorot, to demonstrate to us, shezehu oel moed, this is the tent of oel moed, lahashras hashchina, where the shchina will abode, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lekol kahal adas b'nei Yisrael HaMashem, for every Jew, there's no pedigree, there's no class distinction here. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew. Beautiful lesson here from Rav Schwab and on Aholiyah. Okay, let's go over the page. And this is, we're going to do something based on a Rashi here. First, the Pasuk. Vayar Moshe es kol hamalacha. You know, everybody brought what was supposed to be brought for the Mishkan. V'hine asu osa ka'asher tziva Hashem. And they did as Hashem commanded. Kein asu, so they did. Vayivorech osam Moshe. And Moshe gave a bracha to Klal Yisrael after they brought everything for the Mishkan. So what was the bracha? Vayivorech osam Moshe. Rashi says, Amar lehem yehi ratzon shetishra shchina b'masa yadech. May it be thy will of Hashem that his shchina, his divine presence, will rest upon you. And then he said something from Tehillim, Moshe. V'yehi noam Hashem elokeinu aleinu. May the pleasantness of the glory of God rest upon you. Right? So what do you mean? How could Moshe quote from Tehillim? Right? Let's get the chronology straight here. David HaMelech comes later. So Rashi adds here, V'hu echad miyud aleph mizmorim shebetfila l'moshe. This is one of the 11 kapitlach of Sefer Tehillim that were not written by David Melech Yisrael, but were in effect written by Moshe Rabbeinu. And based on that, I want to go to number 4, which takes us back in Sefer Shmot, near the beginning, where a comment of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, which is extremely creative, and deals with this idea. Paro tells the Jewish people, V'al yishu b'divrei shakim. Don't waste your time. I know that I give you off Shabbat, I give you Shabbos, and you're wasting time reading your books. What's this divrei shakim, these books of falsity? So, here's Rav Yaakov. He quotes a Medrash. B'Medrash Rabbah, Isa, the Medrash says, Milamei shahayu biyadam megilos shahayu mishtashim behem mishabbos l'shabbos. This tells us, the Medrash says, that the Jews had sforim, they had scrolls, that they would learn from Shabbos to Shabbos. Lomar shakodesh boruch hu goalam, which spoke about the geula, the redemption. Lefi shahayu nochim b'shabbos, because they were resting on Shabbos. Amar lehem Paro said, Techabed avodah al nashim. He didn't like this, so he increased the work against them. Ve'yasu bo, ve'lo yishu. So they shouldn't have time to read this stuff. El liyu mishtashim, ve'al yu nafishim b'yom ha-shabbat. So they shouldn't have this rest period. Hine lo matzinu b'shum makom. That's the end of the Medrash. So now Rabbi Yaakov asks, Hine lo matzinu b'shum makom, ma hayu megilot elu, u'ma ala b'sofa. What were these sforim that Bnei Yisrael studied on Shabbos in Egypt, and what happened to them? Allah b'dayti lomar. So I want to suggest, Rabbi Yaakov says, and this is a very unusual thought on his part. Allah b'dayti lomar. Hine im nedayek b'mizmor shir liyom ha-shabbat. Take a look at mizmor shir liyom ha-shabbos. We say it every Friday night. We say it every Shabbos morning. A psalm for Shabbos day. Tehillim Tzadi Beis. Look at it. Nira shalom nimtza sham shum zecher liyom ha-shabbos. There's nothing in there about Shabbos. Think about it. There's nothing in there about Shabbos. Va'adarav, the opposite. B'saf ha-mizmor, at the end of the mizmor, bir lanu, we're told, she tachlis kavones ha-mizmor, that the purpose, the goal and purpose of this Tehillim, hu lahagid ki yashar Hashem, is to teach us that God is straight. Tsuri v'lo avalosavo. He is our rock. V'imkein einzu kavan Shabbos. What does that have to do with Shabbos? ונראה שמזמור זה היה אחד מהמגילות שהשתעשו בהם ביום השבת במצרים. I want to suggest that this was one of the Megillas that were studied on Shabbos, and that's why it's called Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. What's it about? V'hainu, achar sheparo hiskim lebakashaso shel Moshe. After Paro agreed to Moshe's request, sheyitein liYisrael Yom Menucha, to give them a day of rest, ubachar lo Moshe es Yom HaShabbos, and Moshe took Shabbat, Sidar Moshe, Moshe ordered, sheyitasfu b'nei Yisrael, that b'nei Yisrael should come together, v'yishtashu b'megiloseim, and that they should study their Megillas. Aval achar shebo Moshe leparo, when he went to Paro, sheyishlachim b'nei Yisrael, send them out, gazar aleim sheyasu avodatam gam b'shabbos. He said, no, you have to work on Shabbos now. Kedei shelo yuchu l'yishtashu b'megiloseim. So you shouldn't have time to read your books. Right? So he says, look later on, perhaps because of this, he wants to suggest that once they stopped learning, that's when they were kotzer ruach avodah kasha, that it became hard. They had no break, they had no Shabbos. Look into this deeper. Nearly, why is this Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos? Why is this Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, the Sefer that was used, that was learned in Mitzrayim, right? Va'achrei ha'iyu nirali, the mikaven shematzinu shemizmor shir liyom haShabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu Amar, Moshe himself penned this. Kemo shekasuv Rashi v'maseches Bava Basra, this is actually a statement of Rashi in our oral tradition. Tfilo l'Moshe, v'chol yud aleph mizmorim kesidram, all 11 of these kapitlet, these chapters of Tehillim, were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Im ken yesh lomar, we have to say, the mizmor zeh haya echad mehamegilos hadan beinyan shel rashi v'tovlo v'tzadik v'rov. What is it all about? It's all about why do good things happen to bad people, and why do bad things happen to good people. Tzadik v'ralo v'rashi v'tovlo. That is the gist of mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. Nothing to do with Shabbos, but everything to do with Shabbos and Mitzrayim, where the Jews needed to be strengthened with this message. Ve'imatai amda she'lezu b'kol takfa. When did this question challenge, this theological question, challenge Klal Yisrael? Kemuvan, ki acharei shero b'nei Yisrael b'einei, the Jewish people saw with their own eyes. Es anani ha'kavod svivam. They had originally the clouds of glory. B'chol pam shayu chotim, whenever they did something wrong, they misstepped. Shayu bo tekev ha'onish, they were immediately punished. Az lo haya makam l'shelezu, there was no question about tzadik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo. They saw that a bad person is punished, a good person is rewarded. V'al kochech, v'sha shayu b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, but when they were in Egypt, v'hayu royim b'einim, and they saw with their eyes, ki tzadikim heim l'umat ha'mitzrim, that compared to the Egyptians, they were pious people, the Jews. V'sof davar ha'mitzrim mishtavlim, but yet who were the evil taskmasters? Masters, the Egyptians, they were their taskmasters and evil taskmasters. And they, what did we do wrong? Az adon ha'nevi'im, then Moshe Rabbeinu, the prince of prophets, nizdakek l'shelezu, he turned his attention to this question, which was agonizing theologically, Am Yisrael. When Paro gave us that day of rest, think about it. What did our Bnei Yisrael do on that Shabbos? Kemuvan, shayu holchim el yeshiva shelo paska me'avoseinu. They went to the yeshiva. There was a yeshiva in Mitzrayim. Levi was the Rosh Yeshiva. They all gathered in the yeshiva. And they heard drushes to strengthen themselves. Vinitsayarna, and picture this. Ma hayasa ikara drusha. What was the rabbi's sermon about on Shabbos Mitzrayim? Right? Kimuvan, without a doubt, la'odeid et rucham, to uplift their spirit. Shalo yikshu kushazu, shal tzadik v'ralo. So they shouldn't ask this question, tzadik v'ralo. Ulezeti came Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom mizmor zeh liyom haShabbat. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu established this mizmor. V'hainu lahagiba boker chasdecho, that we have to give forth our in the morning when we see with the reality. Morning is a metaphor for we're able to see the goodness. V'emunascha b'leilot, but we have to hold fast to our emunah at night. Nighttime is golus, it's darkness. Kolomar afilu b'shas tokev hagolus. Even in the darkness of Egyptian slavery, we have to be emunascha b'leilos, shehudom l'layla, which is compared to night always. Afal pikein, that notwithstanding, aleinu lomar magadlu ma'asecha Hashem. We have to say how great is God. Ma'od amku machshavosecha. Your thoughts, we cannot fathom, your thoughts are so deep. All of the evil people will be thwarted. They'll be destroyed. All the sinners will be defeated. My horn will rise up again. I'll be strong when I'm attacked. God is with me, as tishmana oznai, my ears will hear. Tzadik katamar yifrach, a tzadik will rise like a palm tree. Ke'eriz balvanon yizke, like a cedar in Lebanon. V'hakavonohu lahagid ki yashar Hashem v'lo avlosav. To convince myself that God is good. I don't see it, I don't understand it, but I know that there's a rainbow, that there's a light at the end of this tunnel. This was Mizmor Shiliyam HaShabbos. And that's why it's called Mizmor Shiliyam HaShabbos, not because it's specifically about Shabbos, but it was for that Shabbos in Mitzrayim, and we still call it Mizmor Shiliyam HaShabbos because that is how Moshe established it. And then he adds a brilliant PS here. Ulefize Yeshlomar, I want to suggest, the Gam Sefer Iyov, the book of Job, the Amrinu B'Bava Basra Sham Shemoshe Rabbeinu Chiba. There is an opinion in the Gemara that who was the author of Job, of Iyov, the book that talks about Tzadik V'Ralo Rasha V'Tavlo, it was Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Nischaber al davar shelezu, and it was written to deal, to confront with this issue of suffering, the Tzadik who suffers. Lahaniach taitam shal b'nei Yisrael begolus Mitzrayim, to alleviate the pain of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Shahayu mitztarim b'nidun zeh shal tzadik v'ralo v'rasha v'tavlo. They were agonizing over this philosophical, this theological point. Im kein, therefore, kol ha-sefer kulo, the entire book of Iyov, hanu b'me'amegilos shahayu mishtashim b'hen v'shabasos. This is what they studied. Ve'efshe shakol yud aleph mizmorim chibra Moshe b'yusuf b'eretz Mitzrayim. And it's quite possible that Moshe penned all 11 of these while he was in Mitzrayim. Ve'hechim b'neim gam shirim acherim shetavu l'gulim, and perhaps wrote other songs and poetry to elevate and strengthen Am Yisrael during that period of time. Brilliant, brilliant and creative comment from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Okay, on the other sheet, I have a piece here from the Ber Yosef. The Ber Yosef, we're going to conclude with the Ber Yosef. The Ber Yosef we've seen before. I've mentioned to you that he was Rav Yosef Salant. He was one of those holy Jews that you would see walking around Yerushalayim Me'e Sharim in a golden kaftan on Shabbos. He was a great Mekubal, he was a Kabbalist, and he would darshan, thousands of people would come to his drushes, and when he passed away, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach convinced his children to publish his drushes. And they're maybe a little long, but they read very quickly. They're very smooth, and they read very quickly. So he deals here, and it's on two sides, but we'll get through it. So he starts off with a medrash. B'yom ha-chodesh ha-rishon ve'echad l'chodesh takim et mishkan oil moed. The mishkan will go up, the Torah says, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So he quotes the medrash. Davar acher, ta'almona sifsei sheker ha-dovros al-tzadik atak. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to make the Mishkan, Miyad Amar Moshe Yisrael, Vayikhuli Truma, bring me your gifts. Hayam Moshe Osef Mishkan, he made the Mishkan. Vahayu Leitzana Yisrael Omri, and the scoffers amongst the Jews said, Efshar Shahashchina Shora Al Yidei Ben Amram, is it possible that the presence of God is going to rest because of this son of Amram? We had the golden calf. What kind of a joke is this? We're going to build a Mishkan now. We know that the Mishkan was a kapora. It was a tikkun, a correction for the Maisa Ha'egel. But the scoffers, right? The scoffers amongst the cynics amongst the Jewish people said it's not going to happen. Moshe's not going to be successful to build a Mishkan after the Chet Ha'egel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Chadoshim Hayu Malitzin Mitlotzin Acharav. For 6 months they were cynics. Va'omrim Hare Nase Lohaya Moshe Omer Sheishur Ashkinaso Etzlenu. It's not going to happen. Pirushavu Pisha Nigmar Miyad Malach Zamishkan Lechein Hutzrich LeKapel Gimel Chadoshim. In other words, once the Mishkan was finished, they had to wait 6 months to put it up. So the scoffers were saying, the cynics were saying, it's not. You see, they built it. It's not going up. Ru'u ki yad Hashem hayit Hashem, shenasa ha-mishkan miyad v'siyat v'dishmaya, the Mishkan was made, al kol ze hayu meranani. They were still making, mocking it, because it wasn't up yet. V'akorish boruchu nitkavein, but what was God thinking? L'ha'amid la-mishkan b'mechodesh sheno lebo Yitzchak Avinu. Dafka in the month of Nisan, the month in which Yitzchak Avinu was born. Strange members, we have to understand this. Not Avram, not Yitzchak, who were born in Tishrei, or Yaakov, who were born in Tishrei, only Yitzchak. And according to another Medrash, all three of them were born in Nisan. So why say only because it's the month in which Yitzchak was born? That was God's kavana. V'akodesh Baruch Hu nitkaven la'amid ha'mishkan b'chodesh shano lebo Yitzchak Avinu. Lo asa ela kishihigia oto ha'chodesh, amar ha'kodesh Baruch Hu l'moshe b'yom ha'chodesh ha'mishkan ta'kim et ha'mishkan. Ota shah amar ruach ha'kodesh, till Almonash Sisei Sheker Otam Shemalitza Machar Moshe. So now the scoffers, the cynics, were quieted. On 6 months later, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the birthday month of Yitzchak, the Mishkan was established. What's going on? How do we understand this Medrash? Okay. Yesh Lahavin Kivan Shahayita Kavanat Kakodesh Baruch Hu Lahakim and Hamishkan. Going to the top here. God had intended to build the Mishkan Rak B'Chodesh Nisan. Im Kein Matam Yesh Lahavin. We have to understand. Kivan Shahayita Kavanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahakim Asa Kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Siul Malocha HaMishkan Sheyigmor Kol Kach Mehirut Shel Zman Shlosh HaKadoshim. Why did he hurry up to make it? It was finished already, and yet had to sit waiting to come out. Asher L'Fi HaMalocha HaGdol, we're doing the right side column. L'Fi HaMalocha HaGdol HaZog Shel Karshe HaMishkan V'Adoni V'HaMaisa Omnes Shel HaYirios V'HaProchas. This was an impossible task to make the Mishkan, the curtains, the walls, the beams, the Klei HaMishkan, all the vessels, Ha'arod, the Ark, HaKaporas, Im HaKruvim, the cherubs, Maisa Mitzvah, they had to be beaten, V'HaMenorah, V'HaShulchan, V'HaMizbechos, the table, V'HaMudei HaChatzir, V'HaKilayim, Avodah Kezos, Lo Hayisa Nasas Karagil, Elo B'Meshek Zman Rav. Normally, how long does it take? We know we live in this country, we know how long it takes to build a house. If you have a contractor for an apartment building or something, you know you can have heart palpitations. It's always a month later, a month later, a month later, until finally, you know, if you're lucky. Zman Rav Lulei Shahayetav Bzeh Yad Hashem L'Sah. It had to be the hand of God to make this happen so quickly. Right? Otam B'Melachto Shel Kol Uman V'Rak Al Yedei Ezer Hashem Nasa V'Nigmar B'Meshek Zman Katzar Shel Shlosh Chodashim. 3 months the Mishkan was put together. Kidemashma Ma'amed Mishanah. Im Kei Matam Haya Bzeh Hanes Sheyigmar Kol Kachmer. Why? What's the reason that it should go so fast? Halo Zeh Gorim Shi. Look at the problems. Once it was built in such a short time, Sheyid Lotzitzu V'Yeharu Achar Moshe Lo Moshe Bechinam Hayeta Kol Tirchatam. The fact that it was made so early and it was finished gave a window of time for criticism on the part of the scoffers. So why not go slow? Go slow so the scoffers won't scoff. Next paragraph. Efshar Lomar Bezeh, let's suggest Ki Yadua from Midrashim, Shaha Mishkan Haya Kapora Al Oven HaEgel. We know that the Mishkan was an atonement for the sin of the golden calf. V'hine Be'inyan Avon HaEgel. Kfar Katfu Rishonim, B'Sefer HaKuzari. What was the sin? of the egel. Ukein ze katva the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban. He's going with this particular approach. What did they do wrong? Shekavanatam, the meaning of the Jewish people was la'asot ezed davar muchashi. They needed something tangible, a leadership, something tangible to guide them. Shetishra sham hashchina, where there's divine presence. V'yichavnu et avonatam el hashchina hashura hashorasham, so they could direct their efforts towards something they couldn't deal with the abstract. Moshe disappeared. V'kivin sharo shekvar bo shesh shoros shel yom, 6 hours a day Moshe lo bo. Moshe was late. Farfallen. V'ein lam misha yor lam ader. There's no one that's going to tell us what to do. Lo hayichom la'atzor al chukatam. They were on azah. They were, their passion for the right thing was got the better of them, and they demanded lahashrat hashchina. They wanted some physical representation of the shchina. Umeirov pachzutam asu et ha'egel bekavona shesham nishar hashchina. Their, of course, mistaken aim was that this egel that they would create would be a representation of the divine presence. Ubachru b'shor, and they chose a shore. Shuvu echad mehachayos. We know that the shore is one of the four faces on the Kisei HaKavod of Hashem in Yechezkel. V'zeh haya ikar chatam. That was their sin. Masha asu ba'atzma b'litzi v'Hashem. They had good intention. They wanted the presence of God to be amongst them. They wanted to create something real rather than abstract of a presence of God. But nobody commanded them to do this. They had all the right intention. You know what we say, that the road to hell is paved with good intention. And that's exactly what happened here. Without a tzivu, v'lo himtinu ad sheyavo Moshe min ha'ar. They didn't wait for Moshe. V'shehu ya'aseh ma sheyatziva Hashem, kemo she'amar ha'paitan l'ro'i. We say this in Slichas, l'ro'i lo himtani, himtantani. I didn't wait for my shepherd. Sheish, 6 days, nishtabru haluchos, the luchos were broken. Okay? Go to the next paragraph on the left. L'chein, kivin sha'am mishkan bo l'kapora, Al Khatatam Zeh, since the Mishkan is an atonement for this, how would you call it, impetuousness on the part of the Jewish people, that they acted without being told to act, for the right reasons, but it was wrong. You can't do the right thing without being told to do it. L'chein hayat sarech liyot kan behakavas ha-mishkan, tshuvas ha-mishkan, keneget. There had to be some kind of a quid pro quo, a kind of equal tshuva for them. Since they were too quick, they were impetuous, to have the presence of God without a commandment for it, they fell. And they had this egel. Ba'asiyas ha-mishkan, the correction of the Mishkan for what they did wrong, right? Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'igmor ha-mishkan im kol keilav ba'od shlosh chadashim. God made it that the Mishkan should be quickly finished, lifnei zman ha-kamaso, well before it was supposed to be erected, v'yeh moneh u'mekupal kol davar v'davar ha-kol b'tach l'shlemuz, everything will be folded and put away, v'ha-kol was exactly the way Hashem commanded it. It was folded up and put away. So now these impatient, impetuous people were forced to be patient, to wait, to be patient for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Moshe Rabbeinu, for the real response from God, to answer their request for something not abstract. It was purposefully a time of delay to abuse them of their impetuousness and their impatience, and to give them a sense of patience and savlanut to now wait for the right moment. V'kach yavru meshech shlosh chadoshim ad asher yavo tzivu Hashem sheyakimu. And that's why they waited 3 months. They had to wait this period of 3 months. Rak az yakimu oto, then it was established. Shirak az tishra sham hashchina, then the shchina would be there for them. Lechein lilmod kedei lilmod l'dat, so they should learn. She'ein lasot shum davar gadol kot, you don't do anything large or small. Afim ha'kavana hilavonis Hashem. Even if your kavana is 100% pure for God. Mibli she'yeh al zeh tzivim ha'kodesh baruch hu. Without a command from God. V'hakol hazman hayu Yisrael tzrichim la'atzor ba'ad chetzam u'tshukatam ha'azah she'hayta. So that's the whole idea here. Let's skip down over the page. Just because it's late, we'll just do the last paragraph. So this is why the Mishkan was finished early and not established till late, in order to disabuse them of their impetuousness and their impatience, and to teach them that what they did was very wrong. And now they have to wait for the right moment when Moshe will return. Now what about this Yitzchak business? So look at Beis, the last chapter. Hine Masha Amar HaMedrash. The fact that Medrash says that Kodesh Baruch Hu nitkaven la'amid ha'mishkan b'chodesh enole bo Yitzchak Avinu, Dafka Nisan, the Chodesh of Yitzchak Avinu, Tzorech ledat, we have to understand, the lechura halo Chodesh Nisan, yesh bo mailu gedola shebo yotze Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's not only the month that Yitzchak was born, it was the month of our redemption. Ve'al kein amra Torah, ha'chodesh hazeh lechem rosh chodeshim, rishanu lechem lechodesh ha'shana. What are we saying, Dafka? Because of Akedis Yitzchak, you know, that's why we had a way to establish the Mishkan. Why not the month that we were redeemed? Gam Tzarech Ladas, we also have to know. Bamemachria Leidat Yitzchak Yoter Mileidat Sharavot Avram Yaakov. What about the birth month of Avram and Yaakov? Shehem Nodu B'Tishrei, as the Gemara says. Ol Ladivi Rebbe Lezer, according to another opinion, the sover the ha'avot nolu b'tishrei v'yitzak nolad b'nissan v'im l'Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the sover sham sheha'avot kulam nolu b'nissan. They were all born in Nissan. Im kein lama yicheid et Yitzchak v'talo leidato dafka. Why dafka? God waited for the month of Yitzchak. It's not necessarily the month of Yitzchak, right? According to this opinion. Oh. V'ef shebezeh the kivan, another lesson. Shebehakamat haMishkan, when the Mishkan was erected, hitchilu az lahakriv sham korbanot hatzibur for korban yachid. This was the beginning of offering officially public sacrifices and private sacrifices for the Jewish people. Az lahakriv sham korbanot tzibur for korban yachid. Ubeinyan tam haKorban. What's the reason for a korban? We'll discuss more about this next week. Mitzvah Hashem, we get into Vayikra. HaRamban, Nachmanides B'Shem HaRishonim, SheYichshova Adam, the person, the Baal HaKorban has to think, HaMevi Et HaKorban, SheKol HaAsiyot SheOsim B'Zeh HaKorban, HaYaroi LaAsot LoKol Eilu B'Gufo Avur Chato. That a person has to feel that the Korban is really a sense of me. It's a replacement, that really this should be me. Because of my sin, I should be burning on the Mizbeach. I should be sacrificing my whole persona because I misstepped with the Rabbonu Shel Olam. Vayetzarach lishpach damo, he spill his own blood, v'lisraf gufo, and burn his body. Lulei chesed habore, except for the love and grace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shelokach mimenu hatmur, he took this replacement, this animal. V'chiper alav b'korban zeh, and gave me atonement through this korban. Sheyed damo tachat damo, the blood of the korban is my blood. The nefesh tachat nefesh, the nefesh of the animal is my nefesh. The rosh ha'evorav shel korban keneged rosh ha'evorav, and the limbs of the korban are my limbs, etc., etc. Nimtzit comes out, shekol ikara korban, the essence of a korban, hu she'asim b'machshavato, that a person should put in his mind, shekol elu ha'asiyot hayu tzrichim la'asot bo, b'gufo u'b'nafsho, that everything that I'm doing with this animal should really be done to me. V'yitzayer b'nafsho, and he should inculcate into his mind. Ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo ola al gabi ha-mizbeach, that he was on the mizbeach. Va'osim bo et kol elu, everything was done to him. Va'al yedei she'medame b'nafsho mitzayer kem b'machshavato, az mitchaper b'korban, then he has his kaporah's atonement. Hine, mi mekayem atzmo kei, whoever does this b'poel, person who brings a korban and successfully has this kavanah, Mamash la'alot al ha'mizbeach v'limsor et nafsho l'shchita u'l'sreifa. Who did this? Hayah Yitzchak Avinu. Mm-hmm. This was Yitzchak. היחיד הזה שהוא מסר את עצמו ברצונו הטוב, right? ובכוונת טהרה, in the purity of his heart and soul, שיקריבו אותו קורבן לשם, that he should be offered up as a קורבן. בפועל ממש, in all actuality. ועל כוונה זו, and with this intent, בחר הקדוש ברוך הוא את החודש הראשון. That is why he waited for the month that Yitzchak was born in. שבו נולד יצחק אבינו, ושהוא מילא את הכוונה הנכונה בעניין הקורבנות. Because Yitzchak and Yitzchak alone fulfill to the highest degree the purpose of a korban. The replacement value, the merging of myself into the korban, this was Yitzchak. כדי שכל מקריבי הקורבנות יתכוונו לכוונתו של יצחק אבינו, אז יעלו לריח לכוח לשם. This was the goal, this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goal, that we should recognize this as our purpose in Karbonus, and Dafka he waited to the month of Yitzchak. So number one, he waited because of the impetuousness and the impatience to rid us and disabuse us of that impatience, give us time to work out our midot, and secondly, Dafka now to teach us how a Korban is supposed to be given. It's you're giving your entire self, you're submitting yourself completely to the Ribbono Shel Olam through the Korban. Okay.
Yishar koach.